Say hello to a new friend on an old road. Take a two-lane trip of memories into mysteries unknown. Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.
Hey, good morning, everyone. It's Friday, December 17th, 2021. Just about a week to Christmas. Damned hard to believe. A little bit of music there from Joe and the boys of the road crew. Kick off our day. It's Friday morning. That means we sit down and try to answer some of the questions we've received this week. Bring up to speed, encourage, inspire a road trip. Generally have some fun. Well, we will get started this morning with a little question here from Roth. Okay. Well, I'm trying to give some thought to this. The question is, do I know of a good old Western town that's not a ghost town and not too touristy? Well, I guess Bisbee, Arizona. Bisbee, Arizona would probably be my best bet if you're looking for a good old Western town, not overly touristy and not a ghost town. Tombstone, well, it's worth visiting, but it's pretty touristy. Okay, we have Lindsay. Afternoon, how are you doing today? Afternoon, so I assume we're not quite around here. My next question is, I have one here from Dennis. Dennis asks what my favorite Route 66 restaurant is. Dennis, I can't really answer that. I've got a whole list of good Route 66 restaurants. I'm partial to the coffee, the cobbler, and the stew at Clanton's Cafe in Veneta, Oklahoma. They opened their doors in 1927. Grand Central Market, downtown Los Angeles on Broadway, the original alignment of Route 66. 100 years of neon on display, and place opened about 1917. It's just an astounding assortment of foods. I'd recommend all of those. Tim was curious about, he saw some pictures of me posted about Franconia. Well, Franconia was an old railroad siding place in the desert just west of Yuck, Arizona. And as you saw from the pictures, there's not much left. A few forlorn graves in the desert, concrete slabs, foundations, lots of huge trash piles. Extensive and colorful history. If you're going to visit Franconia and you're not knowledgeable about desert travel, first of all, water, summer or winter, carry water. Second of all, if you turn off I-40 on Franconia Road, drive north to the tracks, park, walk. Cross over the tracks and walk west about 2 miles. It's an extremely sandy drive. All right. Sylvia wants to know when I'll be returning to Europe. Well, you know, that's a good question. We were scheduled in 2020 and 2021. We were scheduled to be speaking at the Route 66 Festival in Zlín, the Czech Republic. That did not happen. And this year is just like the last two as far as, gosh, everything changes in a moment's notice. Bob was interested in knowing about the Mojave Museum of History and Arts. A tremendous museum, a really diverse, small museum. Some great displays on Native American history here, the Mojaves and the Hualapai Indians, as well as Andy Devine has an exhibit here. A lot of people don't remember Andy Devine, but if you do a Google search, pretty prolific actor from the 1920s into the 1970s, very distinctive voice. He grew up in Kingman. His father owned the Hotel Beale here from 1906 to 1925. Great museum. I would add it to the list, but most definitely. John. Oh, very good. Best time to drive Route 66. My favorite time to drive Route 66 is October. Early to mid-October. You can get into a little snow. In 2019, late October, we ran into quite a snowstorm in the panhandle of Texas around Amarillo. That's not real common, but you can. And you'll run into some cold, damp weather, possibly. But making up for it, you get down in the Ozark Mountains of Missouri, the fall colors are extraordinary. And fall, winter, and early spring, definitely the best time to be crossing the desert or doing desert exploration. The desert should not be taken lightly. It's a beautiful place. I've been on the desert so long, I'm one of the dry roasted nuts. But you get down in that river country or out towards Amboy, 120 degrees Fahrenheit is common in the summer, and temperatures often exceed that. Okay, the best of events, Billy had asked what Route 66 event, if they could only attend one. Well, the Route 66 Fun Run here in Western Arizona, Kingman, first weekend in May, which basically 160-mile, three-day block party along the longest remaining uninterrupted stretch of Route 66, and that's the first weekend in May. And it's hosted by the historic Route 66 Association of Arizona. You saw that Scott was asking, I posted some pictures about a panel truck. That's a 1951 Chevy. And my game plan is to create a rolling Route 66 information center and a studio for my live programs from the road, the audio podcast, and our Sunday morning Coffee with Jim live stream program. That's the game plan. It's a work in progress. I hope to have it on the road and serviceable by spring, but it depends on how busy I get and how the budget goes. I'm depending on sponsors and crowdfunding to bring that project to fruition. Road trips. I haven't traveled in Europe extensively. Marian was asking about my European travels. I started a little bit late, and I do kind of regret that. My first trip to Europe was in 2015. I was very privileged to be a speaker at the Holiday and Tourism Fair in Utrecht, Netherlands. And then a good friend of mine there with the Dutch Route 66 Association, on a day off that I had, we traveled into Belgium, down to Ypres, Belgium, to see the Civil War, World War I battlefields. And I've traveled southern Germany quite a lot. I attended the 2016 Route 66 Festival in Ofterdingen. And in 2018, we were in Germany. We also drove to the Czech Republic for the Route 66 Festival in Zlin, and then made several side trips to Poland and down to Bratislava, Slovakia, to talk with Marian Pavel, the developer of the Route 66 navigation app, and then back through Austria. That's pretty much been the extent of my European trips. And part two of that question is, do I have a special place that I found in Europe? So far, all of it, to be very honest, but I have greatly enjoyed one of the great places I was very privileged to see was Dinkelsbühl in Germany. It is promoted as the most original medieval German village, and unlike Rothenburg, it's not been rebuilt and it's not overly touristy. It was a true delight. I'm currently working with Route Trip USA. They're out of the UK. They're just a wonderful, wonderful bunch. They specialize in US and Canadian road trips. I'll put up their website here a little bit later, but they are the if you're looking to have a road trip holiday in the United States or Canada, definitely Road Trip USA. And I'll be meeting with Stephen, the owner, in January, and possibly, maybe, I've got some ideas. Maybe we can discuss a little bit of a UK tour this year, but we'll see how that goes. Well, we've talked about this before. We have a question about travel guides and aids for Route 66. Route 66 is interesting. It ceased to exist in the mid-1980s. So this famous highway, for all intents and purposes, doesn't exist. It was decertified as a U.S. highway. As a result, it is now broken up into county roads, state roads, farm roads. It's truncated in some places. And the other problem with Route 66 is it was realigned often. A great example is in New Mexico. Before 1937, Route 66 made a big loop from Santa Rosa up through Santa Fe and back down to Albuquerque. And after 37, it ran straight west from Santa Rosa, basically the course of I-40 today. Illinois has done a very good job with putting up signs, Route 66 signage. Some parts of Oklahoma, but it can be difficult to find and follow Route 66. So Jerry McClanahan's Easy 66 Guide, highly recommended. It's a 1950s type flip ring book, spiral bound. Very popular, very good. And if you're something a little more modern and easier to use, especially if you're traveling single or on a motorcycle, Route66navigation.com. Take a look at that app. I can highly recommend it. It's more than just a map for Route 66. You have an extensive point of interest database with detailed information on hotels, motels, restaurants, events, historic sites, things of that nature. That's Route66navigation.com. Okay. We got another question from John. Authentic Route 66 motels, that's kind of a misnomer. I don't think anybody traveling today would really want an authentic Route 66 motel. That would mean motels without air conditioning and a lot of the amenities we have today. So what you really want is a authentic Route 66 motel with an overlay of modern amenities. And there's a couple that jumped to mind. The Wagon Wheel Motel in Cuba, Missouri. Connie Eccles is just a wonderful proprietor. And this motel dates to the 1930s. It's the oldest continuously operated motel on Route 66. And it's a real, real treat. Wonderful place. There's a couple in Tucumcari, the Blue Swallow, a Motel Safari. My money's on the Roadrunner Lodge, David Brenner's place there in Tucumcari. I really, really recommend that. He's gone to great detail to create a 1960s time capsule, but of course with the modern amenities that we expect as travelers today. Well, it looks like we have time for one more. I'm running a little bit over time, but that's okay. Los Angeles. Okay. Route 66 in Los Angeles is a challenge. You do have traffic. Day and night, traffic's going to be part of the problem. You do have a really severe homeless situation and transient population. Crime, really not any worse than any big city. You just pay attention and be careful. Now, if you're going to follow Route 66 through LA, you can beat the traffic a little bit. If you travel Foothill Boulevard from San Bernardino to Pasadena on a Saturday, especially Saturday morning, traffic's very moderate to light. It's not very, very severe. It is a lot of stoplights, which is good. Gives you a chance to look at all the fascinating things you find. From Pasadena to downtown LA, the original the old theater district, the original Western Terminus. Hands down, early Sunday morning. I have driven Route 66, various alignments of Route 66 from Pasadena to downtown LA, and I have been able to stand in the middle of the street and take photographs. Traffic is light to non-existent. And by early, I mean 7, 8 o'clock, somewhere in that ballpark. The other advantage is when you get downtown, most of the parking lots are mostly empty and really, really great. I have not found an ideal time to beat the traffic from downtown LA to Santa Monica. You just have to deal with the traffic. There is another option, and I have not tried this yet, but Scott Piotrowski, the president of the California Route 66 Association, currently lives this way. There's an excellent light rail system in the LA area. Most of it runs parallel to Route 66 corridors. And I have been told, and I was supposed to go over in November. We had another COVID situation prevented my doing so. But I want to try this. But I understand you can travel by light rail and enjoy most of Route 66 in the LA area, traffic-free. One more, and we're already over time. I want to mention, if you do stay in the LA area and you're looking for a good vintage motel, it's not a five-star resort, but it's clean, it's nice, and it is a time capsule, is the 1956 Saga Motor Hotel in Pasadena, California. Well, with that said, I best wrap it up. I'm glad you could join us. I just was a quick question. How are things in the UK? Everybody doing well? And got any travel plans for this upcoming year? Sunday morning, Coffee with Jim. We will be doing a live program from Calico's Restaurant with the docent from the Benelli House. Should be an interesting program. That's 7 o'clock Mountain Standard Time on our Jim Hinckley's America Facebook page. And then Monday morning, it's another episode of Wake Up with Jim. Until we meet again, mi amigos, vaya con Dios. Say hello to a new friend on an old road. Take a two-lane trip of memories into mysteries unknown. Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America. Glad to could join us this morning, and I'd sure like to hear your input, your ideas, your thoughts, and I sure hope you can join us again. Well, until next week, adios.